questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning on the show, we are chatting to Professor Olaf Deagle from the Department of Mechanical Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, and also the Director of Creative Design and Additive Manufacturing Lab at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Olaf. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm fantastic. Thank you.
I'm very excited to chat to you about your research. It sounds fascinating. We're talking about 3D printing and how it can be used to create health and medical solutions for New Zealanders. So we're talking about 3D printing food, also prosthetic limbs. Tell us a wee bit about how you got into this area of research.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been developing products for years, just all sorts of products, and 3D printing in the old days was used for prototyping, to test your ideas before you make them real. But now it's come a long way so you can actually make the real product to sell to the customer, and that's all the work we're doing today.
So how does that work for food? Because I think, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of it in the news. You hear stories about how new forms of food have been created through 3D printing. What is it at? Is it something that we're seeing in the shops already? Is it, as you say, an early stage process? Or what's going on in that space?
It's still at the early stages today, but we're doing something a little bit different in our lab, that we're printing with food powder as the main ingredient. So we've got a protein powder, which could be peas or soy or beef, which we're doing a lot of work with, strange enough. And you spread a layer of powder and then you print, you inkjet print inks, and the inks are the magic ingredient where they glue the powder together and add flavors, vitamins, colors, anything you want to the food to customize it for the way you like it.
That sounds really interesting, but what's the point of 3D printing food? Why do we do that?
Two reasons. For example, elderly people who can't chew or swallow food, you might want to print them a carrot that is really crunchy on the outside, but the minute they bite into it, it falls apart. Wow. So they can swallow it. I mean, right now, elderly people, a lot of them eat paste, which is pretty disgusting. So they don't eat it and they become malnourished. And the other area is customization. So if you're a performance athlete and you're running a triathlon tomorrow, you might need extra vitamin A or protein or whatever it is, and we can customize the meal for you exactly the way it should be.
And why do we do that in the food itself and not as supplements, for example?
I think people like to eat food that is attractive and tastes nice, whereas supplements, I mean, you get supplements as shakes or as pills, but it's not quite the same as eating a juicy steak, which could be made out of soy or other protein. Yeah.
So, as you say, it's in the early stages, but is this something that you think eventually we'll be able to see in supermarket shelves?
Oh, absolutely. I think it will be. It will become a mainstream. Well, it'll become a mainstream way of making specialized food. So food for, as I said, elderly healthcare, you'll have these as standard in the kitchen in the future. Performance food, restaurants will do it as a fairly standard way of making food.
And what kind of stuff are you working with at the moment in that realm? As you say, you've got pea proteins and meat powder and stuff.
So we've done chocolate and sugar. Those were easy.
Nice.
We've now got a big bag of meat protein from the New Zealand meat. This is the waste product. It's a bit disgusting. It's the waste product from the abattoir that would normally get thrown away, and they want to turn it back into high-end cuts of steak.
Ooh, nice. So a bit of this is going to be getting past people's kind of ick factor as well. Is that something that your research is interested in, or is that more in a psychology department?
It was something we're interested in, and one of the problems they found, it's called the uncanny valley, where humanoid robots, if they look too much like a real human, it actually frightens people off. And the same with food. So the question becomes, if you print a chicken drumstick, should it look like a chicken drumstick, or should it look like a flower or a castle to look completely different to make it more attractive?
Yes, I understand. And tell us a little bit about the non-food realms that you're also researching, because this is similar technology but very different output.
Yeah, the application. So, I mean, over the last year, we've become very, very interested in automating design. So, and in the area of prosthetics, for example, so for amputees, the idea is we can scan their residual limb, and that takes 30 seconds a minute with an iPhone-type scanner.
Wow.
Then we push a button and it instantly generates a socket that'll fit them perfectly. And that's the key. It's that good fit, which means they're more comfortable, they can work longer, and so on. And then we print it out, and a few hours later, they're good to go.
That's pretty amazing, and it must be revolutionising people's lives who are living with prosthetic limbs. Is that something that you've heard a lot of positive feedback from?
Oh, absolutely. And the two areas are, you know, the comfort because it fits them perfectly, but the other areas you can make them sort of half the weight of conventional sockets and prosthetics.
Right.
So we're doing splints now that weigh a couple of hundred grams. So if you've got a fractured arm, it's much more comfortable. You can breathe more comfortably. I mean, you don't get all sweaty under the cast, and you can scratch if you do have an itch because there's holes all over it. So it just makes a better quality of life.
And something I see in your research that seems really interesting is you can customise it in a more sort of superficial way as well, so make it look like something people would want to be wearing.
Yeah, so you can drag butterflies or Hello Kitties or whatever it is you want onto it to make it the way you want it to look. So it's, you know, if you're going out for a posh dinner or something like that, you can customise it to be the right look for it.
That's pretty awesome. That's kind of something that I think is often not talked about so much when we talk about creating tools and necessary implements for people living with disabilities is making it something that's like enjoyable for life as well.
It's really important because, I mean, right now most sort of prosthetic legs look a bit like Terminator stuff. They're a bit frightening. So if you can make them look like works of art and attractive things, it makes them go out more, makes them more social. It helps their quality of life pretty much all around.
That's pretty awesome. You guys, I can see, have been nominated for some of your work in the 3D Printing Industry Awards, which is pretty awesome. How is that process for you?
Oh, I mean, that's fantastic. It's a really big honor for us. So, that you know, the 3D Printing Industry Awards is one of the big international awards in the area. And I think within our lab, we do a lot of social media type LinkedIn posts showing the work we do. And I think that's what got us nominated for it.
That's awesome. That's really great. And it sounds like stuff we might see, do you hope, more widely in the near future?
Oh, absolutely. And my prediction is in the next sort of 2, 3, 5 years, we'll see more and more of it. At the moment, it's the high value areas, those products that are expensive. You think about eyewear, you think about prosthetics, that it'll become mainstream in the next few years, I think.
Well, it's just fascinating. Thank you so much for chatting to us about it this morning. Professor Olaf Deagle from the Department of Mechanical Engineering at the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Auckland, and also the Director of Creative Design and Additive Manufacturing Lab. Thank you for chatting with us. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you, Rachel. You too.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.